Compass, humanity is in peril. As humans, when we are identified with ego as captain, we tend to live like ostriches with our heads in the sand. We avoid information that tells us we are in danger when we doubt our ability to effectively respond to it. We choose denial over courage, relegating ourselves to weakness as an option, rather than trusting that whatever life serves us, we can handle. The latter choice would have us naturally rise into our greater capabilities, step by step expanding our creative capacities and at least ensuring our best efforts at constructive change. Rather, as a species, we shoot ourselves in the feet by doubting our abilities. Doubt arises from our unprocessed past, when we actually listen to our true voice, rather than ignoring it, numbing it, paving it over, and we hear the essence of its message, we constructively attend to our past wounds, effecting resolution. This liberates both energy and our attention to respond with care and compassion to the possibilities and the critical necessities in the now. When we override it or we blindly misinterpret its message, doubt takes us down. It eclipses from our awareness the possibility that we can. We maim ourselves rather than walking courageously forward into so-called unknown new possibilities. From the omnivantage of soul, nothing is unknown. It is only from the limited perspective of ego that anything can be surmised as actually new, let alone with cause or substance to evoke fear. Soul exists in unity, beyond the dualistic frequency of fear, and thus it is untouched by it. In the experience of soul, fear does not compute. Danger is what old paradigm commission one ego apprehends when there is a call for change. Ego perceives a call for change as a threat to its survival. And paralyzed in its fear for its own survival, it becomes impotent in its role of ensuring our inclusive survival and well-being. This is true for each of us in our own personal lives, whenever we meet danger, change, head-on. And it is true for us collectively. Considering the ever-accelerating pace of change, it is vital that you rapidly increase your ego's ability to distinguish between real and imagined danger. This will liberate your energy and your availability to respond to actual danger, rather than be paralyzed in relation to it, or be confused as to what danger is real and distracted by that which is not. Real danger is head-on, now. Floods, famines, droughts, forest fires, hurricanes, wars, overpopulation, desertification, receding glaciers, peak water, peak oil, pollution, rising food costs, the real and undeniable effects of global warming, international impending economic collapse, and more. Despite hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dedicated citizens generously sharing their wealth, wisdom, energy, and passion as volunteers and as professional change crusaders, we still have not come near to eradicating a single one of these perpetual crises. We need to shift up to a higher vantage. We need to perceive holistically, spirit, mind, heart, body, together in an inclusive coherence. We need to awaken the truly luminous power of our pure consciousness and live in it, like basking in a glowingly divine amniotic fluid. For this, we need to pierce the veil of reason. Reason, thinking, the great crowning achievement of the human mind, needs to be surmounted. It is constraining our ascension in consciousness. Rather than liberating us at this junction in human evolution, it is paradoxically restraining our current ceiling of potentiality firmly in place, rather than allowing it to rise and to blossom. Albeit hugely beneficial at times, our ability to rationalize, hypothesize, extrapolate, and justify is suffocating our species and others with it. Reason has caused wars, pain, and tears as recently as today. We must transcend this great victory of the intellect, opening our minds to their true glory, their capacity to receive wisdom from far more expansive states of consciousness. We must remember the true purpose of the mind, to be still, open, and receptive, such that we may receive the great gifts of intuition and insight. With these, we will be able to see beyond our current crises. With this refreshingly unified state of consciousness directly accessible to us, we will begin to perceive the missing pieces in our jigsaw puzzle. We will begin to invent and allow the widespread deployment of technologies and ideas that unify us rather than divide us. we will grow a magnificent garden, a human culture based in harmony.